was Sharon Kay. It's about newsmakers, movers and shakers, inspiration from around the nation. It's the 411 with Sharon Kay. What a way to make your day. Sharon Kay is on the way. It's the 411 with Sharon Kay. It's about newsmakers, movers and shakers, inspiration from around the nation. It's the 411 with Sharon Kay. What a way to make your day. Sharon Kay is on the way.
Hi, this is Harold Moses Love Jr., pastor of Lead Chapel AME Church, and I enjoy listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay, my favorite talk show host.
And the church said, amen. What's up, Rev? I haven't seen him in a minute.
Newlywed.
Huh?
Newlywed.
Oh, he been busy. Anyway, let me say hello to Nashville, all of our ever so lovely people. It is going to be a scorcher next couple of days, you know.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. I guess these might be the...
Starting today, right?
The dog days, yeah. So you think it was hot? It was a couple of weeks ago. I guess we've been doing pretty good so far. Last couple of weeks haven't been as bad as it was earlier. But as the kids are going back to school, standing on the bus stops, and, you know, they'll be all right. We endured. And certainly they can. We shelter our children so much anyway that, you know, from wind and rain and long walks and, you know, just things that we survive through. I don't know if they can handle the heat.
What was it that young lady
said? They might wither.
What was it that young lady said at that meeting? She told her son, why don't you go on a porch and jump off and pretend you can fly?
He like, huh?
Yeah. Like, what do we mean?
That was the good old days.
Yeah.
Commonly referred to as by the folks who remember that was our activity. Pre-video games, you had to use your head. Not to fall on.
Yeah, be
but
creative.
Yeah, do something. Yeah. Besides,
go visit your neighbor. Play with the kids down the street.
Oh, my. Well, but in today's realm, though, you can't even do that anymore.
No.
You know, that's really what's up.
Yeah.
The world is a changed place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need to correct these changes and send it back in the other direction, because I don't want to see the axis of evil spin us out into dust, you know, from our own hands. A lot. This week has been, you know, a stressful week across communities and cities and et cetera. So I just, you know, I personally want to exhale, and many people out there hopefully will get a chance during this weekend to do some exhaling. Have you had a quiet weekend so far?
Yeah. It's been a good weekend.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
And it's good to have those, isn't it?
It is. It truly is.
Yeah.
It truly is.
Yeah, I do. I, you know, get to have my, spend time with my daughter. That was a cool day we had yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we just did mommy-daughter stuff.
Yeah, you got your nails done and your toes.
No,
and
nails.
No?
No, it's down to the seriousness of we eat.
Oh, okay.
We eat.
Okay.
We talk.
Okay.
And we visit, friends and family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Friends and family day.
Sort of. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, you know, watch movies.
Okay.
Do stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Just mind-numbing nothingness.
Gotcha.
Okay. And that's good. But what I do notice, though, since my daughter is the age that she is now, my oldest daughter, well, she lived here, so we could do the same thing, but she doesn't live in Tennessee. Her and her husband live in another state, so I don't get that bonding time. But we did enjoy having, you know, my daughter was talking to me about stuff I wish that she would have talked to me about when she was in her 20s. Hmm. And, you know, because she has kids in her 20s, mm-hmm. she now wants to talk about, you know.
What she didn't get.
Well, yeah, and yeah. I'm like.
But that's every, then her kids when they're in their 20s, they'll say, Mama, you should have talked to
weird.
Me about. Yeah,
yeah, it's just
so
weird.
It'll always be.
Yeah, and then, you know, this particular child is in the middle between the oldest one got it and the youngest one. I'm like, look. Y'all will all grow up in the same house.
Yeah.
If they got X and Y, you know you had to get it too. We're just talking about different conversations that we may have had. I didn't remember you saying that. Now, as long as you've known me, am I short on words?
No.
Okay.
I'm sure it was covered somewhere in
it
there.
Bunches of coverage on everything. Yeah. There's never been a shortage. Of maybe when I'm asleep, and then I may talk in my sleep. I mean, you know, I'm just saying. And not just for the sake of talking, but for, you know, to embark on knowledge. And I just can't imagine how I would skip you because you're in the middle. And maybe that's the middle child feeling the slightly slighted. And I'm like, girl, shut up. next. but, I mean, it was just that kind of thing, you know, sometimes. And it just, I was thinking, because I'm the youngest, and I know my parents, by the time I was, they were just like, go and let her do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Retired now.
Go on. Yeah. If Sharon won't play records, go and let her do it. I can remember my daddy saying, I just want her to have a job. And my mama saying, just go on, let her do it. That's what she wants to do. And here I sit 40-something years later. I did it. Surprise. They didn't envision nothing like this, though. You know, my father just thought I was just going to take around a box of records and, you know, sit under a tree and play records.
I don't think anybody knows what radio is until you get in it.
Oh, no.
I mean, even if you have an idea, when you get in, it's like, this is not what I thought.
Uh-uh.
You saw, yeah. And then after you, yeah, it's just.
It looks like fun house.
Yeah, until you get in, yeah.
And they really can't envision the management.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They just, you know, I used to say this when we first started working here. People just thought we sat around on a jazz crowd all day.
We just play music.
Yeah, all day. Just sitting around.
Just play records all day.
Yeah.
That's what, because people would say that. So y'all just play records all day. Huh?
Yeah, that's it.
That must be nice.
Yeah. You know, meanwhile.
That is funny.
There's bills that come to be paid.
Yeah, that is funny.
For real. And WFSK is self-sustaining. So there is no time to play records.
So I guess, why do people treat us differently in terms of mentality?
What do you mean?
Because at commercial stations, you know commercials pay the bills. Mm. So maybe because we don't play commercials, they just think that
we just... Well, maybe they don't know that. I mean, everybody doesn't... Their knowledge level's not the same.
It's true that they have to know commercials. Commercials are universal, from television to radio.
They didn't start talking about that, the power of that, until recently when they was doing the boycotts and all. You know, on various things. But people, I don't know if they know it, how that pays checks.
Okay.
You know, I don't know.
That's
I don't know. You know, I mean, because it seemed like some know, but some are not completely and totally aware.
Wow.
You know. So what are you saying? So your point is?
I don't know. I just feel like maybe they don't get the connection of advertising. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think it's improved their level of knowledge.
With understanding,
has improved greatly. Particularly if they've ever had to work at a place where the two dots had to connect.
Gotcha.
That's how you learn. Or somebody in your family did. Then, you know, they had to learn. But I'm just amazed today at what people don't know on just subjects that you would expect them to know.
Yeah.
And people that don't know pretend, and those that don't know things pretend like they know them so they won't feel inferior in the conversation.
Yeah.
Instead of opening up their head and receiving in whatever knowledge is coming, you know, to have a discussion on something and, you know, instead of hearing what someone says, you're going to sit there and pretend like you know exactly what they're talking about. And you know good and well they don't have a clue. Because that stuff tails. That's some of that communication stuff that tails. But I don't know. I think because our business has evolved so dramatically. And to the naked eye, sometimes we probably make this stuff look easier than it actually is. Because it is really tough to balance this place on a pinhead. And it's not easy. To make it do what it does, constant and up to the levels of perfection that would be required. You know, every time I hear something that I know isn't like I think it should be or should have gone, I cringe. I'm in the car just cringing like, and I, you know, who can I say something to? And you know, I'm driving, so I'm not going to be texting or calling you, but, I just, you know, you've probably gotten texts and emails from me in the middle of the night or during the day or this weird time. It's because I have to let this out.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say something. Oh, my God. Can you believe such and such? Nobody else may have noticed it. But, you know, I just that's why I'm here. And if I wasn't here on this clock here, you know, I'd probably notice it and go on. But, you know. When your name is attached to the document, it's like, Lord. So, and to me, it's probably that way for, you know, in all types of businesses and in the public, you know. I like the politicians, you know, Joe Biden's gaffes. They just cannot stop.
Yeah.
We're going to have a constant rewinding of gaffes. But, I mean, we've had the gaffiest president.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
The current.
How can you go back to that kind of normal?
There's so much. There is so much that is this time up yet? That's the question. That is the question. And, you know, no one's hardly mentioned our local election coming up.
You're right about that.
I hadn't heard a whole lot.
I think mainly because of that.
They're tired of it.
That the other tragic news has been leading.
So well, I think that's it has. Because, I mean, even they took a break from the commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
Because that was driving everybody absolutely insane. And clearly these, the two that will be facing off have enough money to be able to do that.
Well, I've seen commercials for one of them.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Quite a few.
Well, maybe I wasn't looking.
Yeah, there.
You know, maybe I went blind and deaf on it.
I say somebody needs to step it up.
Oh, okay.
He knows who he is.
Oh, okay. So shake more hands. And,
something. Yeah. I see the photo ops, but, you know, but he needs to run some ads.
Please don't say that. I'm sitting here saying we got a break.
I'm
and
just
then
saying.
You sitting up here trying to say run more.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. No.
He needs to do something.
Well, we need to have a siesta on it. We need to have a time out.
Well, it is. We have a few weeks.
I know that's what I'm saying. About September the 12th.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's
roughly
like
30
month,
days.
Yeah,
yep. Roughly. What's today?
11th.
Yeah, tomorrow will be 30 days.
Like,
yeah.
I'm tripping.
Yeah.
Is time going by fast or what?
Quick.
Lord.
Yeah.
It's time, you know, for me to send out the invitations for the
radiothon. Yeah.
But people, a whole bunch of people have already said something to me. Y'all think I'm going to forget you? People been coming to me all year.
Yeah.
Don't forget to ask Michelle. I'm like, okay. I am. But we have so much fun. You know, I know we're here to raise money, but it's just so good to see people and, you know, get together and stuff. And, you know, it just is. Anyway, and just to catch up with folks, you know, and stuff. And everybody's on one accord. What, it's a miracle.
It is.
Oh, glory. Don't let me start this early, Lord. Anyway, coming up at 8 o'clock, how long has it been since Dr. Gaines
it's
was
been
here?
A while.
Yeah,
it's
has.
Been a number of years.
Yeah. We went back through the Rolodex.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Jack Gaines is a faith-based speaker and author. He wrote the book, My Brother's Keeper, Not My Brother's Killer, about peace and reconciliation. He was on the show back when he wrote the book. You know, that book was written 10 years ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And we need it today.
Yeah. And he's been on a couple times mm-hmm. over that period since he wrote it. And I think after he wrote it in 09 or 10, the beginning of 10, was when he was on the first time. And then he came back again when we were having this discussion. Because we've been having, over the years on this particular broadcast, violence and gun violence has been one of the leading subjects
mm-hmm.
through various subject matters over the years on the show. It has been woven into, and you know, violence in the streets and the communities, guns, and you know, so it's good to keep him in the Rolodex and people like that that work at that level. Anyway, let's take a look here this morning and see what's going on in our headlines here in Tennessee. The search continues for a Tennessee convict charged with sexually assaulting and strangling a corrections administrator, then escaping on a tractor. This one just makes you sick. This one here.
It does. It's awful.
Yeah, it just really does. It's just, you know, just makes you sick to even think, you know, just sick. The manhunt yesterday for 44-year-old Curtis Ray Watson is in his fourth day with 369 tips already phoned in with potential sightings of this gentleman. The rewards total $57,000.
Wow.
And that is really beautiful. The community, the people have stepped up.
Yeah.
And they are increasing that reward money. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has narrowed its focus in the search of Curtis Watson after receiving a credible tip. And one of those 369 was obviously credible. Lauderdale County District Attorney Mark Davidson said that he feels confident that they're on the right track. Davidson said he was not on the scene and couldn't confirm reports that authorities had Watson cornered, but said law enforcement was searching a smaller area and helicopters were being used to aid in the search. Law enforcement officials were searching a wooded area last night around Highway 371, not far from the West Tennessee State Prison. Roads in the area have been blocked off. TBI officials said last night that they did not have an update on the search for Watson. The Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office referred questions to the TBI. And, you know, that does give you a short reprieve that he's cornered in an area that means he didn't escape in somebody's car
yeah.
or hurt somebody else to get away from that scene. Because that was one of the things that
people were most
did
concerned
he have
about.
An accomplice?
Yeah.
Was somebody waiting to
for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of, you know, seems not to be the case in this. And that he, you know, be brought to justice. That's the prayer that's probably on the hearts and minds of so many
yeah.
people that have heard this story and are grieving with the family and co-workers of Miss Deborah Johnson. She was a correctional administrator with the Tennessee Department of Corrections. The visitation for her will be held this Thursday, August 15th, at 15th Avenue Baptist Church here in the nearby neighborhood down the street from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Her service will be held the following day at the Temple Church on Kings Lane at 10 a.m. And I know the community will be continuing to keep the family and in prayer and just, you know, constant knowing that we are just tore up hearing about this. And we send all of our love to you, and thoughts and prayers are continuing.
Yeah.
And sympathies and condolences and things of that nature are being sent to you from around this community, but also across the country. Yeah. And know that, you know, the Father knows. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Hi, I'm Zach Harmon. This week I'll be the guest of Rogene Bailey on Blues Time in the City. We're going to talk everything from my R&B days to my transition back to the blues. I may even tell a few of my blues secrets. Join me with Rogene Bailey on Blues Time in the City, this weekend, right here.
Catch Blues Time in the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Support for WFSK comes from Life Lux Jazz, November 7th through 11th in Los Cabos, Mexico. This year's festival lineup includes Incognito, Kurt Whalum, Gerald Albright, and more. In addition to the music, there will also be health and wellness activities, a Spirit of Jazz brunch, and Sunset Cruise. Information is available at LifeLuxJazz.com. That's LifeLuxe. Jazz.com.
There are over 9 billion animals raised on farms and ranches across the country each year. For far too long, those animals were not afforded protections to ensure their humane treatment and care. Luckily, times have changed, and more farmers are raising their animals in accordance with American Humane's ethical and science-based standards. American Humane is this country's first national humane organization and is committed to working with farmers to offer ethically driven consumers humanely raised products. The next time you're in the grocery store, be sure to choose products that are American Humane certified. The purchasing decisions you make each week can positively impact the lives of billions of animals on our nation's farms and ranches. Live better, live healthy, be humane. To learn more, visit AmericanHumane.org.
I returned from combat duty in a wheelchair, but it turns out many apartment buildings can't accommodate me. I fought for freedom and thought I'd be free to choose where I live.
After the phone interview, we assumed the apartment was ours.
But when we showed up, the manager said no longer available.
The only way to stop housing discrimination is to report it. Visit HUD.gov/fairhousing or call 1-800-669-9777. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
This has been a reminder from community-minded Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, to Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. Now, this morning, you know, it's the Sunday morning news headlines and issues of the day, the chatterbox for the show. We do the chatter and the commentary, and that we editorialize our own stuff all the time. And that's that. So, and then at 8 o'clock, I'll be bringing back Dr. Jack Gaines. He's a faith-based speaker and author of the book, My Brother's Keeper, Not My Brother's Killer. So, which does talk about biblical principles, yeah, you know, like Cain and Abel, you know. Anyway, let's see what we got here out of Manchester. An autopsy has determined that the 26-year-old man who died at the Bonnaroo Music Festival overdosed on drugs, including fentanyl. According to local news reports, a toxicology report found Ryan Dunleavy also had ecstasy and clozapine in his system when he died. Dunleavy was camping with his father, and on June 15th was found unresponsive but breathing. Emergency workers responded and administered CPR. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Davidson County Assistant Medical Examiner David Zimmerman conducted the man's autopsy on June the 16th. The autopsy determined Dunleavy's manner of death was accidental. Accidentally took all those drugs. That was more than that. That was like he just accidentally did too much. It went overboard with it. Anyway, let's see what's going on in New York. Jeffrey Epstein has died of an apparent suicide in jail, prompting an investigation into his death and assurance from a U.S. official that allegations of sexual abuse and conspiracy will not be cast aside. The Federal Bureau of Prisons says that Epstein, a wealthy financier accused of orchestrating a sex trafficking ring and sexually abusing dozens of underage girls, was found unresponsive in his cell yesterday morning. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. A person familiar with the matter, who wasn't authorized to discuss it publicly, says Epstein had been placed on suicide watch after an incident a little over 2 weeks ago in which he was found with bruising on his neck. But the person says he was taken off watch at the end of July and wasn't on it at the time of his death. And how he got away all that time with being the freak of the week, and because he had money, you know, there's like three levels or four levels in the justice system.
Yeah,
there's that upper 10% level that, you know, they can commit any crime they want to, like this man did, and nobody seems to blink a wink on it. And then there's the people who are in the millions. You know, he was up in the billions, and then the millions, and then it's the third row, and then the fourth row is
buying the system.
Is everybody else?
I don't believe that was suicide. I just find it hard to believe.
Well, it does. It does. You ring up
suspicious.
Very.
Because there's a lot of people that he could have potentially. There's a lot of, you know,
people that didn't want him to talk.
Yeah. And that's obvious. You'd have to be living in Pluto not to know that he had, you know, you look at the stories of how he had underage girls working at his house in Mexico.
And all the wealthy people
and
who were
flying
hanging
all
out
around the country.
Yeah,
because
he was seeing everybody. Yeah. Everybody. He was like the Hugh Hefner style of dude. But, of course, the conspiracy theories are abound, as we were just chatting on. Epstein's suicide prompts conspiracy theories, skepticism, and everything. And it is provoking it amongst people all over the place, online and on air, and even with some officials. Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida urged federal prison officials to say what mistakes or criminal acts could have allowed Epstein to kill himself. Former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, now an attorney for President Trump, questioned whether video surveillance captured Epstein's death. Online theorists Meanwhile, quickly favored, unsubstantiated, and sometimes far-fetched alternative explanations. The well-connected financier had been charged with conspiracy and sex trafficking last month. His case had already prompted speculation, given Epstein's links to Trump and former President Bill Clinton and a 2008 deal in Florida that allowed him to plead to soliciting a minor for prostitution to avoid more serious charges. Federal officials say they will investigate the death. And we have to trust that particular Department of Justice person to, you know, it's just hard to tell nowadays. You know, things that you think are, you know, the way they are not necessarily always the way that they are. So we'll have to see how this one comes out. But clearly, there will be ongoing theories. Everyone's going to be having one. And there will also be plenty of eyes and ears on that particular case. Anyway, here's what's going on in Sacramento. California has some of the toughest gun laws in the nation, including a ban on the type of high-capacity ammunition magazines used in some of the nation's deadliest mass shootings. How long those types of laws will stand is a growing concern among gun control advocates in California and elsewhere. A federal judiciary that is becoming increasingly conservative under President Trump and the Republican-controlled U.S. Senate has gun control advocates on edge. They worry that federal courts, especially if Trump wins a second term next year and Republicans hold the Senate, it will take an expansive view of Second Amendment rights that they might overturn strict gun control laws enacted in the Democratic-leaning states. Oh, Lord, don't make it easier. Please, Lord, we can't take this. There are more guns than people in this country. Enough is enough. I mean, come on. Y'all got to stop this now. You've got to stop it. People, we have got to stop this. I don't know what we would do if we had even more guns on the streets. You know, it's like people are fearful to go out and do anything. It's just too much. It's just way, 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 way too much. And I don't know why the we need an AR-15 to go, you know. Why do we need that? Why? If it's a weapon of war, what would be the purpose in, you know, having that for sport? That's not a sport, you know, that's a war gun. Unless, you know, we're declaring war on ourselves. I mean, really? To me, even gun enthusiasts ought to at least recognize when crazy is crazy. And I just, you know, it's just a lot. It's a lot. Anyway, as we go on into even more news and, you know, where people have been killed, because it's just guns, just it's out of control. Out of Dayton, Ohio, hundreds of people gathered to remember a Western Pennsylvania grad student killed during a mass shooting in an Ohio nightclub district last weekend. Mourners filled every seat and lined the hallways of a Washington, Pennsylvania funeral home at yesterday's service for 25-year-old Nicholas Coomer. Pastor Brian Greenleaf said Coomer had a heart bigger than his chest. He was among nine people killed last Sunday by a gunman who was fatally shot by police shortly after he opened fire at a bar in Dayton, Ohio. Coomer was a graduate student in the Master of Cancer Care program at St. Francis University, in Loreto, Pennsylvania. He was in Dayton as part of his internship with the Maple Tree Cancer Alliance. And I don't know if you got to listen on Wednesday to the 401 show. We have, our station has relationships with other historically black college and university radio stations. I've established a kind of a ongoing conversations with several of them. A couple years ago after the floods in Houston, I reached over to WTSU in Houston, and we got the boots on the ground conversations from the station on what was going on directly in the community. And we had another one this Wednesday with the WSCU at Central State in Dayton, Wilberforce, Dayton. And the station there, that university has an established radio station in that region. And we got the on boots on the ground discussion with two of the hosts that are there. So we will be continuing what was started on this 401 show with our cooperatives, with our other HBCUs, because I just feel in my depth of my soul that our communities, our cities where our HBCU radio stations are located, are important sources of information to the people. That's the role we have served, and our capacities as broadcasters. And I don't take it lightly, and I'm happy to say that most of the stations that I have had the privilege of talking with and chatting with, they are just tickled to death to be able to have the opportunity to share the information. And if something happened here, then I would anticipate them calling us and doing likewise. And that's what we should be doing as people of color with microphones and with opportunities such as what we have here. Many people know I'm a news angle person because that's how I am. I've always been like that. And so therefore, very soon we will be having about once a month, just almost on the show, my 401 show, we're going to have a quick 10 to 15 minute catch up dialogue with, we have a cooperative now with WCSU in Ohio. I'll be calling them with whatever's going on down here and taking our news here up there. And they'll be updating us down here on things going on in that particular region. Because, you know, we seem to be two states that's always got something going on.
True.
So, you know, but we are, I'm very pleased that the general manager at Dr. Franklin at that university is tickled to death to have this opportunity to be with us on air, his staff on air with us here at WFSK. And here's the irony, X. We know we're Jazzy 88.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're Jazzy 88.9. And you know, ours has been around, I think, longer than theirs, yeah. Our name. But the point is that radio station's place in HBCU radio history is significant enough that I'm pleased.
Okay.
They are the very first HBCU radio station in the country.
Oh, okay.
First since 1962.
Wow.
Right. So that is, and we're in the top five.
Yeah.
Our station is. So that's too much history for y'all, Nashville. Anyway, just in case you didn't know the true value of what you're listening to, and that's Jazzy 88 WFSK at historic Fisk University.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
It's What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Hello, Nashville. Coming up Wednesday afternoon at 4, news from the community and the traffic report. Then our discussion is on building prosperity for the many, not just the few, transforming our economic system. Ted Howard and Marjorie Kelly of the Democracy Collaboration are my guests. And at 5 o'clock, it's empowerment time with the 411 Show's leadership team member, Pastor Rudy Rasmus, global humanitarian and author. Your questions and comments are always welcome.
That's What's the 411 with Sharon Kay, twice a week, every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. and every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive. Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. No one can keep their eyes on their kids every moment, so it's important to create a safe environment. Have working smoke detectors and anchor furniture to the wall so it can't tip over. Windows should have stops so they can't open more than 4 inches. Also use safety gates or lock the doors leading to the garage or outside to keep your child safe. For more home safety tips, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
Hi, I'm Chad Greenway. After retiring from the NFL, I've embraced my new role coaching my kids. Coaches may have the biggest impact on a young person's life. Unfortunately, youth sports are littered with coaches that are focused on the wrong things. That's why it's so important that parents can trust who's coaching their kids. Can you trust your child's youth coach? Our Youth Basketball Association made the decision to utilize trusted coaches to train, screen, and educate all of our basketball coaches. Go to trustedcoaches.org to learn more. I'm a trusted coach. Are you?
This has been a reminder from community-minded Jazzy 88 WFSK.
88.1 WFSK FM, Fisk University, Nashville.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Alrighty, Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And I was going to get my church announcement live this morning, and we have discovered that the technology has let us down yet again. The system server for the phones are unreachable. reboot mm-hmm. Somebody so we can't call her. And that likely means that I won't be able to speak to my guest either, because the phone lines are all dead here, everything. And you know what we need to ask our engineer?
What's that?
How to hook our cell phones into the board.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Since, you know, we would be on a separate system.
Wireless, yeah.
You know, I'm just thinking. but I don't know if that's too close. Because what if you accidentally are having a conversation and it accidentally bleeds in?
Yeah, that's true.
That's dangerous. Yeah.
You hear somebody across the street.
Right. Never mind. I only want to advocate that. Because that's like dangerous. Anyway, but I do want to mention a couple of this week events coming up. First, there is on Wednesday here on the campus, the Faith and Community Leaders Breakfast will be held at Jubilee Hall, looks like, I think. And that is Wednesday, August 14th, from 8 a.m. to 9:30. And Faith and Community Leaders Breakfast, come and meet the new leadership of Nashville Cares and learn how you can join them in the fight to end the epidemic of HIV in our communities. And that's Wednesday morning from 8 a.m. to 9:30. And if you would like to RSVP, 615-788-4587. Jasper, that's his number. And the speaker is Amna Osman. Amna Osman. She is the speaker, and she must be the new CEO. And she will be there to greet you. Now, coming up on Saturday, St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church, the Knights of Peter Claver, Ladies Auxiliary, Father Kevin Rowe Court, number 5, is having their annual Dr. May Alice Ridley prayer breakfast on Saturday, August 17th. And St. Vincent is at 1700 Hyman Street. And we begins at 9, and yours truly is coming back as the MC.
Okay.
Bless Jesus.
All right.
And I'm always delighted, too, that they ask me, you know, what's up, St. Vincent? you know, just to see that everybody, just get my hugs in from all the folks, you know. We have some listeners there, by the way. Yes, we do.
He said, oh, I just love your show.
They listen to the station.
Then they tell you things. Yeah.
And there's some alum.
Oh.
There. Yeah.
Alum will let you know they're alum, too.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's why I'm on my best behavior.
Yeah, I want you to know.
At all times. That's why. Because too many of them know how, you know. Well, yeah.
I want you to know. They,
right. Right up front.
I'm class.
Right.
Of.
Right. And such and such and such. I'm like, okay, I'm straight. But it's just the pride, you know, the pride of being. And, but anyway, that's this Saturday. And it's always a lovely, a very, very lovely affair that they have there at the St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church. Beautiful prayer breakfast. And the food is always good, too, and the fellowship and the whole thing. The music and the atmosphere. It's just beautiful. So if you've never attended before, do attend. It's a big fundraiser. Because the ladies do a lot of things in the community for the community. And so that's a couple of churchy announcements for you this morning. Now, let me go back to a couple of things here as far as I was mentioning gun control. And I'm so deeply concerned that if people don't think enough is enough yet, what is wrong with them? I mean, you know, how much more American carnage do we have to have?
Well,
I mean, really.
I guess we have to ask Mitch McConnell. I'm asking Mitch that. Because evidently, you know, he doesn't want to bring it to the floor, you know, for a vote.
He doesn't want anything.
So, you know, at least put it on the floor.
Well, I'm just like, the fact that there is like the slightest bit of concern.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, we, the people in this country are so full of hate now.
Yeah.
They declared war. We've declared war on one another.
Yeah, on ourselves.
I mean, this is like, and you all are still, Republicans are still stuck on stooping on that. You know, like, okay.
Yeah.
So all these thousands of people that have been hurt and murdered and injured in mass shootings, none of them have touched the Republicans in this country.
No.
No Republican knows nobody that has, I mean, really?
Nope. Not enough for Moscow Mitch to bring it to the floor so they can vote on it. No,
that, I mean, these things don't hurt, don't feel in their hearts.
Nope.
Help us, Lord.
Doesn't happen close enough to their home.
Apparently not.
Or touches their families.
I mean, it's just so, well, Steve's Congressman Scalise, he was shot, and he still would think
that he would be leading the charge.
No.
You would think. Huh. You would, yeah.
I mean, you know, he could have died.
Yeah. You would think.
In a normal world, it would, you know, that would have been enough.
Yeah.
You know, but apparently, we done spun out into the evil axis for real. That's not enough to move you. I really don't. There's not even anything left that would move anybody.
Don't even want background checks to come to a vote. I mean, it's
that is
just,
so, that's off the chart.
Just let everybody just have a weapon. Just
no,
hey, everybody.
Not just one.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
Yeah. And not just a handgun.
No,
machine guns. Yeah, get the most deadly.
AR-15s.
Get the Rambo. Get the when you see Rambo standing and everybody should just have one of those
magazines
and just walk around with it because you know they have
the right American way.
Yeah,
that's what.
Why not?
It's just that's.
Yeah, let the kids carry them in school. Let the teachers pack too. Just everybody just start packing. Just everybody.
Preachers packing.
Yeah, everybody.
Pulpits packed.
Yeah.
You know, not with people but with guns. Wow. Help us, Lord. That's all I can think of is help us, Lord, because he's the one. He's the only one that can, you know, turn this stuff around. Anyway, you remember some years back on the show that I had the person on that I think this is following a mass shooting from years ago where we gave away some bulletproof backpacks on the show. Remember that?
I think I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took the people the longest time to come up here and pick the things up. But anyway, those aren't new, as you know from when we had the person on before.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're back on in high demand on the market. Companies like Guard Dog Security, Tuffy Packs and Bullet Blocker are peddling bullet-resistant backpacks for children in time for the back-to-school shopping season, and folks have already purchased them in some areas. But critics argue they are using tragedy as a marketing opportunity and exploiting parents' worst fears. Well, isn't that usually when people sell stuff? Is when a tragic event happens?
You know what
when gun sales.
Isn't that what president been doing?
I mean, that's kind of like
peddling fear.
You know,
taking advantage of people's worst emotions.
The sale on boats goes up high when you're in the flood.
Yeah,
you know. I mean, you know, that's kind of what you know. And it's I don't even know if I would think of it as exploitation. And that's how this economy works. People create things based on fear and. They ratchet up this and ratchet up that and then make a product and boom, next thing you know, they're a billionaire. Safety is high on the minds of many parents, of course, especially after two back-to-back mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio. They left 31 people dead. Times have changed, said Yasser Sheikh, founder and president of Skyline USA, which makes guard dog security products like pepper spray and stun guns, and started offering bullet-resistant backpacks called ProShield for children last year. ProShield Scout, rather. And he says that the product is in response to that, and it's a sad reality. But, you know, That's just the way it literally is on every product. They didn't have Ring doorbells until the people started stealing packages.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, every time mankind creates more craziness, another product is created.
Yep.
Shaq said the bullet-resistant backpacks are very popular and sold out several times after the 2018 Parkland, Florida shooting that left 17 people dead. Steve Naramore founded Houston-based Tuffy Packs in late 2015 after his daughter, a fourth grade teacher, told him about the frequency of active shooting drills for her students. His company produces some bullet-resistant backpacks, but the bulk of his business is in removable ballistic shields that are inserted in backpacks. Them things are heavy, you know? Those shields, they are really, really heavy. When I did my TBI, my FBI training, I had, they had one, and I tried it on. Mm-hmm. I could almost barely stand up.
Wow.
And I realized it was like a Kevlar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how can y'all run in this? You know, it was so heavy. But some of the parents questioned the motives behind such companies. Pannell Scroggins of Milwaukee, a father of six children ages 3 to 14, said the only people enjoying it are people selling the backpacks. They're making plenty of money right now, and they're doing it off of something that was very unfortunate. You know, and most crimes, all crimes are.
That's true.
You know, and tragic events and things of that nature, but that's what people do in this country. And of course, you know, the backpacks, they don't come cheap. They're not cheap at all.
Mm-mm.
Tuffy Packs Shield, they range in price from $129 to $149. Wow. That's a lot for a backpack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk about gouging.
Wow. Skyline's Pro Shield Scout backpacks are priced at $119, although it's less than the adult version. That tops at $199, $200. Oh, Lord. That's a lot. That's a lot. Some also cast doubt, rather, on the backpack safety and how much they can really protect children. And that was the conversation back when I had that backpack company on years ago, was people were saying it wasn't enough of a protection that the bullets could go through. Yeah. So.
They'd have to be really.
But parents, you know, doing what they want to do to try to save their child. And that's understood. You do all you can to help save your children. And these schools are having to go through so very, very, very much to try to educate our children. And we want to ask the Lord to put a hedge bush of protection around our children in our schools, that they be able to do the jobs that they need to do, and the children to gain the knowledge and the insight they need to lead us into the future. And less guns, y'all. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take a time out, and I'm probably gonna have to come back, since I explained earlier that the whole campus phone system is on needs to be a reboot. Technology strikes again, and it's just not functioning. So we're not able to have Dr. Jack on today, but we'll have him back. And I'm going to have to rebroadcast a show from a couple weeks ago, I guess, whenever it was. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Maybe a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's take a time out, and the broadcast will be right back.
Listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.